Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has confirmed he did discuss Australia's migration intake with senior government colleagues. The Australian has reported that Mr Dutton suggested reducing the immigration intake by 20,000 places, but was overruled by the Prime Minister, a claim Malcolm Turnbull has labelled as completely untrue. But Mr Dutton now says he has spoken to colleagues about cutting immigration.
The Prime Minister's position, my position, there is no difference between us on these issues. Now, I have canvassed different options around the composition of the program, and we need to talk more about the figures and the impact, the economic benefit of tourism, of those international visitors, all of that plays in. So, yes, of course, I look at different options.
To discuss this, I'm joined by Shadow Minister for Immigration and Border Protection, Shane Newman. Shane, welcome to the RN Drive.
Good to be with you, PK.
Let's just get your view on this. Do you think we should look at reducing the number of people migrating to Australia?
Well, when I listen to the Minister and the Prime Minister, it just seems like there's a government consumed by chaos, division and internal hatred. It's quite extraordinary, the media performance of the Minister and the Prime Minister. They can't get their story straight. No, we just need to look at the best evidence possible when it comes to what migration levels we have in this country. We believe that in a strong migration program in the Labor Party, an annual permanent migration program, we should rely on strong and quality evidence to determine our policy, not internal divisions, as we're seeing with the coalition parties.
Okay, well, the coalition actually hasn't, you might want to point to the divisions, but hasn't changed that number. There hasn't been a decision to change the migration number. So do you think 190,000 is the right number to cap it at, to stop it at?
Well, I haven't seen any evidence proposed by the government, and the government's not proposing to make any changes in terms of reducing that. We haven't got any present policies to do that. I think that our migration program mustn't undermine its strength, its integrity, its non-discriminatory nature, and we're committed to genuine consultation and proper scrutiny of any proposed changes, and I haven't seen any quality evidence that have been produced that we need to reduce the migration intake in terms of permanent migration.
So you think that number's about right then? Because I'm not asking about you responding to a proposal. I'm just, you would like to be a real minister, not a shadow minister, like in a government next year perhaps. So that migration question is a really live question, because we know parties really on the left and the right actually do argue about these numbers. How do you know that 190,000 is the right number to stop at?
Well, the size and composition of the migration program is set each year through the budget, and we've got a list of a limit of about total about 190,000 at the moment, and it's not quite filled. I think the total migration program was about 186,500 in the last couple of years, so that's where it's been filled, an additional 3,500. So that seems under the child stream. So that seems about right. Seems that we've got the numbers correct at the moment. And there are a number of permanent migrants who come each year, including skilled, and which an emphasis on skilled and family reunion. And that seems to be the emphasis that I think we should go as well.
How do you know it's the right number, though? Because if you listen to some experts, but this is a contested space to make it quite clear, some people say, well, that it does create more congestion in our cities, and there is concern, particularly in Sydney and Melbourne, you've got to be, you know, quite clear about congestion, because it's an uneven story, of course, across Australia.
Well, you're right, it'd be uneven. But Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane particularly, I mean, there are frustrations with stagnant wages, with unaffordable housing and clogged infrastructure. But I don't think cutting migration is a quick fix. I don't think it's the case. And you know, far be it from me to agree with the Treasurer, but, Tony Abbott's thought bubble that he was projecting, and certainly proposals we've seen and change in the composition by the Minister, could result in a damage to the federal budget of $4 to $5 billion a year. I don't think that's a good thing for the country. I think if you want to address infrastructure, low wages, unaffordable housing, then you've got to do it in a different way. We've got a plan for housing affordability and jobs, and the government should look at what we're doing in that regard, tackling negative gearing and excesses and capital gains tax concession excesses. We need to look at those things if the government wants to look at housing, and if they look at infrastructure. Infrastructure funding goes off a cliff in the next few years because the government's not doing what they're doing. They're not even spending, by the way, the amount of money they're budgeting. on black spot funding and other types of things, which, of course, are the bane of people's lives, being having congestion in the major capital cities. So the government's got a lot to answer for in this space. But cutting the migration program, I think, is just a quick fix and it won't achieve anything.
On an unrelated note, eight of the athletes from the Cameroon Commonwealth Games team have now officially been reported missing in Australia. It's not the first time international athletes have gone on the run, potentially. I don't know what's happened here. We don't know, in the host country during a Games. What's to be done about it?
Well, you obviously realise I'm not in a position to comment on individual cases, but I do note that the Commonwealth Games chairman, Peter Beattie, has stated that these people haven't breached their visas. You know, we believe people should comply with their visas and must meet strict eligibility requirements, health, character, security checks, and abide by the conditions of their visa. I would hope the minister and the department would ensure that's the case. The people need to be, you know, I think the government needs to be tough on overstayers. You know, we've got 62,900 people that have overstayed their visa in Australia. I wish the government was tougher on those overstayers. But at the moment, it looks like that they haven't yet breached their conditions of their visa, and I hope they can comply with it.
Well, you've just piqued my interest with something. Will you, if you become Immigration or Home Affairs Minister, be tougher with overstayers? How would you do that?
Well, the government doesn't seem to be doing much about that. I mean, you've seen, I think it was in 30th of June last year, I think we saw 62,900. The government seems to be tough and hairy-chested on a whole range of issues, but they don't seem to be focusing on some of the issues of overstaying, and that's one of the areas that I think we need to be focusing on.
Thank you so much for your time, Shane.
Good to be with you.
Shane Newman is the Shadow Minister for Immigration and Border Protection, joining us here on RN Drive.